This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
70-67, High Point defeats the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, as that's your final score here in North Carolina. And the Hawks season ends with a first-round loss here in the CollegeInsider.com tournament, and now joined by the head coach, Bobby Collins. And Bobby, an incredible season, but unfortunately just not the way we hoped it would end. And eventually, I guess it had to end in either a championship or a loss at some point, barring, you know, an incredible run, and it just seems like it came a little too early.
Well, I'm definitely proud of our young men. I'm proud of the effort that they left out on the floor tonight. They gave us a chance. You know, free throws have been our Achilles heel all year long, and you got to hit your free throws. You got to finish down low when opportunity presents itself, and we missed quite a few layups tonight. That was very uncharacteristic of our team. I'm just proud of the effort and the intensity that they left on the floor tonight.
What was the difference from the first 10 minutes? You got out to a 24-9 lead. And then eventually High Point comes roaring back. They make it a one-point game at halftime, finally take the lead 42-40. What was the difference between those two segments of the game?
Well, we were making shots.
Yeah.
When we were making shots, we were pretty good. Unfortunately, we couldn't keep it up. And obviously, like I said, second half, how many layups did we miss? How many free throws did we miss? How many missed opportunities did we miss? And how many turnovers did we have tonight? But in spite of all of that, the wrap of our season, I'm just extremely proud of the effort. I ask these young men to do two things for me: trust and believe in the program, trust and believe in the system, trust and believe in me. Give me a chance to coach you, and they did that for me this year. I can't ask for any more. This is a team that definitely overachieved, but we worked hard, they worked hard, and I'm just extremely proud that our community, our student body, they definitely was supporters. They did a very good job of coming out and giving us a chance to win games. So to sum up our season, it definitely was a blessing in disguise.
What does this experience, getting into the postseason, participating in the CIT, what does this mean for the program going forward?
Well, the foundation have been laid. I'm extremely proud at the effort that this university has started to do and believing in winning. You know, to do what we have done this year so quickly is special.
Yeah.
But the foundation have been laid. You know, I'm extremely proud of our women's program, you know, making it to the championship game. Coach Bachelor has done a tremendous job with the ladies' program. You can see that the culture is starting to change and believe that we can win at Maryland Eastern Shore. And in the future, we're going to be a team to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah. What does the offseason hold for you and the coaches and then the guys returning next year?
Well, we're going to hit the recruiting trails pretty hard. There's some positions that we got to fill. Our coaches know that we got to work the guys that we have here. We got some pieces sitting out this year that we're going to work extremely hard and get them prepared. We now know what it takes, and we cannot drop. I don't expect the talent level to drop. So we're going to compete, we're going to fight, and we're going to set the tone because the foundation have been laid this year.
Well, Bobby, it's been a fantastic season. I've loved working with you this year. And
thanks,
Dad. For the last time, thanks for joining us here on the Geico postgame show.
Thank you.
A 70-60 defeat here at High Point, North Carolina. The Hawks lose their final game of the year. They fall to 18-15 on the season.